Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Habits have a remarkable influence on our lives, shaping our thoughts, actions, and ultimately our destinies. Some habits propel us towards greatness and fulfillment, while others entangle us in destructive patterns, hindering our progress and stifling our potential. In today's devotional, we will explore the subject of breaking habits and how we can experience a remarkable transformation. We shall draw inspiration from biblical examples to encourage and motivate us on this life-changing journey. May you be totally transformed today as you listen. Again, the topic is breaking the habits, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will.
Imagine a young man named John who, for years, struggled with a destructive habit that seemed impossible to break. He found himself trapped in a cycle of addiction, desperately longing for freedom but feeling helpless. One day, he came across a powerful speech by a renowned preacher who shared his own journey of breaking destructive habits and finding transformation. Inspired and encouraged, John decided to embark on a similar journey, determined to break free from his own chains. In our lives, we often find ourselves ensnared by habits that hinder our growth, happiness, and purpose. These habits can range from small everyday actions to deep-rooted patterns of thinking and behavior. They hold us captive, preventing us from experiencing the abundant life that God desires for us. However, there is hope. The Bible provides us with timeless wisdom and examples of individuals who overcame their destructive habits and found freedom. One of the most inspiring examples of breaking habits can be found in the story of the Apostle Paul. Before his encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus, Paul, then known as Saul, was a zealous persecutor of Christians. He was driven by anger and hatred, relentlessly pursuing believers and imprisoning them. However, in a moment of divine intervention, Saul's life was completely transformed. Through this encounter, Saul became Paul, a passionate follower of Jesus and a powerful instrument of God's grace. The story of Paul's transformation reminds us that no habit is too entrenched or powerful for God to break. It is easy to become discouraged and believe that we are stuck in our habits forever, but we must remember that God's power is limitless. He can break every chain and set us free. The question is, are we willing to take that step towards change? What are you going to do today to break free from the habits that hold you back? I don't know what habits are weighing you down, but are you willing to surrender them to God? Do you believe that change is possible, even if it seems impossible right now? Have you sought God's guidance and strength in breaking free from these habits? The message of breaking habits is not merely a theoretical concept. It has the power to transform our lives in practical ways. Here are some steps you can take to start breaking free from your destructive habits. 1. Recognize and acknowledge. Begin by identifying the habits that are hindering your growth and well-being. Acknowledge their negative impact on your life and the lives of others. Honest self-reflection is crucial for change. 2. Seek God's help. Turn to God in prayer and seek His guidance and strength. Surrender your habits to Him, knowing that He is the source of true transformation. Trust in His power to set you free. 3. Renew your mind. As today's Bible text reminds us, transformation begins with the renewing of our minds. Fill your thoughts with God's truth by reading and meditating on His Word. Replace negative thoughts and beliefs with His promises. 4. Replace negative habits with positive ones. Instead of focusing solely on stopping the negative habits, intentionally cultivate positive habits that align with God's will. Surround yourself with a supportive community and engage in activities that nurture your spiritual growth. Take heart and be encouraged by these verses as you journey towards breaking the habits that hold you captive. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." This is a reminder that you are not alone in this battle against your habits. With God's strength, you can overcome any challenge and break free. Rest on God's grace today and you will soon be free. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 declares, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." This is a testament that you have been transformed by Christ's redemptive grace. Believe that through Christ, you are now a new creation. Your past does not define you, and you have the power to embrace a new way of living. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your own life. What are the habits in your life that you are trying to break? Write down these habits hindering your growth and well-being. Pray to God today, surrendering those habits to Him and seeking His guidance and strength. Remember that transformation is a process, and change may not happen overnight. But as you commit to surrendering your habits to God and aligning your life with His will, you shall experience the freedom and joy that comes from breaking free in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. We come before you today, acknowledging our need for your guidance and strength. We surrender our habits to you, knowing that you have the power to set us free. Help us to renew our minds and replace negative habits with positive ones that align with your will. Surround us with a supportive community as we journey towards transformation. We trust in your faithfulness and commit our steps to you. Bless and grant us victory today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, chapter 21 and chapter 22. And for the evening, John chapter 16 verse 1 to 15. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.